Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
I am pleased today to introduce our speaker. Lynn Stripling Cook is the Secretary Treasurer of Cook's Pest Control in Decatur, Alabama. And she's married to John R. Cook, who's chairman of the company. John, we welcome you today to our CIU commencement ceremony. We're also honored today to have Brian with us, who is Lynn and John's son, and we welcome you as well. Their business was founded by her husband's grandfather in 1928, and today Cook's Pest Control has 35 district offices in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Florida, and Tennessee, with over 1,800 employees. The Cook family has long had an association with Columbia International University. Lynn Cook has been on the board of trustees at CIU since 2009, and her husband is a 1972 graduate of Ben Lippin School. Lynn Cook is a member of the First Bible Church in Decatur, where she sings in the choir. I just heard her singing. She has a beautiful voice. She has taught women's Bible studies, kindergarten Sunday school, initiated a women's ministry, and launched and managed First Bible Church bookstore. Ms. Cook has traveled on short-term mission trips and has personally ministered to missionaries in the countries of Guatemala, Hungary, and Moldova. She is a member of the Decatur Heritage Christian Academy Board of Trustees, where she also serves as an officer and on various committees. For 25 years, Lynn has helped manage the Cook's Natural Science Museum, a part of Cook's pest control business. The success of the Cook's family business inspired Lynn Cook to write the 2008 book, Employee Number 2, The Story of John Cook and the Cook Pest Control. In 2013, Lynn Cook was recognized with the Women of Distinction Award by the Girl Scouts of North Central Alabama, honoring influential leaders who have impacted their community. Today, it gives us great pleasure to welcome Mrs. Lynn Cook to give our commencement address. Will you welcome her?
It is a great honor and privilege to be here to speak with you. And I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees, Dr. Jones, Dr. Smith, Dr. Lanford, Dr. Beyer, faculty, graduates, and guests. I was asked to speak to you about my family. So let me tell you about my grandchildren. Have you ever flown in an airplane? Now, I'm not talking about one of those huge commercial airplanes. I'm talking about one of those small airplanes, the kind that only has one propeller, okay? Well, when I was about 20 years old, a new friend of mine asked if I would go up in this small airplane with him. Well, he was a cute guy at the University of Alabama, so I said, sure, I'll go. Little did I know that he was kind of checking me out to see if the girl he wanted to date would be afraid of flying. Well, I passed the test, and we began dating that summer, and 11 months later, we were married, and that was 41 years ago, my husband, John. Now, graduates, as you sit here today, can you remember why you chose CIU or why you chose your particular major? I think back to my college career, and the reason I chose fashion merchandising was because I liked to sew. You know, advisors had told me to choose something that you enjoyed doing. And my parents had given me a sewing machine when I was a teenager, and so I really enjoyed that creativity. And growing up, my family and I attended church, and I learned all the Bible stories and the songs, but it wasn't until I was about 13 years old that I realized that being a Christian was not just going to church, and it wasn't being a good girl. But being a Christian is having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so at that time, I confessed my sin to God, I asked for His forgiveness, and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. I began to understand the Bible more, and I began to pray more. And so as I was approaching my senior year in high school, I began to pray about where God wanted me to attend college. And as I said, I enjoyed sewing, and I enjoyed singing, but I knew I wasn't good enough at either one of those to make a living. And so I had to come up with something else. I had enjoyed chemistry in high school, so I decided pharmacy. That's what I'll do. I'll be a pharmacist. So I enrolled at Mercer University to study pharmacy and also to take their Bible courses. Now, have any of you ever changed your major? Yes. Well, after I nearly failed my chemistry course at Mercer, I quickly discerned that pharmacy was not where I should be. So I stayed at Mercer and continued to take courses there and really enjoyed it. Yet when I was a sophomore, my parents asked me if I would transfer. I didn't really want to, but out of obedience to God and obedience to my parents, I transferred to the University of Alabama. Now, if I had not obeyed God and my parents, I never would have met John Cook Jr., that cute airplane pilot I told you about. Okay, so when I transferred as a junior, I had to get serious and had to choose a major. It wasn't going to be pharmacy, but I entered the School of Home Economics because I like to sew. And I chose the major of fashion merchandising. But here's where God went before and had prepared the way. All of those Bible courses that I took at Mercer transferred as history. And then would you believe, chemistry was a required course for fashion merchandising. Who knew? Who knew? God knew. God knew that I was going to need that chemistry course. And God knew what He was doing when He brought you to CIU. This has been a time of learning, a time of growing, a time of growing spiritually. It's been a time of preparation for you. After John and I graduated from college, we married and we moved to Decatur, Alabama, which is where his parents had their family business of Cook's Pest Control, as Dr. Smith mentioned. And while John went to work for his dad full time, I enjoyed my first months in Decatur, getting our apartment set up and spending time with my mother-in-law. And since John and his parents were already involved in First Bible Church, I joined as well and soon became involved in creating a Christian bookstore. Then it started dawning on me, okay, this is why God had me go into fashion merchandising and retailing to help develop a Christian bookstore. Okay. Now, our pest control business started way back in 1928 when my husband's grandfather started treating homes for termites. And John Cook and his wife, Leona, only had one son, and they named him John. Now, John was not interested in termite work. He wanted to be an architect. Yet college was delayed for him because of World War II. And the day after he graduated high school, he went down and enlisted in the Navy. John had never even been to the ocean. But he had these dreams, Norfolk, Virginia, or maybe even across the pond to England. Guess where they sent John Cook for his first Navy assignment? Atlanta, Georgia. Now, I've looked at a map, and Atlanta is nowhere near the ocean. But again, God knew. God knew what he was doing, because it was in Atlanta that John met this young woman named Eleanor Mitchum, and he soon started calling her Joe. And after the war was over, John and Joe married, and John was able to enter Georgia Tech to study to be an architect. A few months before John was to graduate from Tech, however, his father passed away. And this was back in 1950. And he left a small termite business. And it would have been simple maybe just to close the business, except for the fact that his dad had made promises. He had guaranteed treatment for 5 years to these homeowners. And so John thought about that, and he realized, I can't break those promises. I've got to go back to Decatur and uphold those guarantees. So as soon as he graduated from Tech, he and Joe moved back to Decatur. John soon discovered that his architectural skills really came in quite handy with the pest control business. Because of construction, he knew how termites could enter homes, and he'd start drawing little diagrams for the homeowners to be able to show them how termites got in and what they were going to do to treat them. Again, this is an example how God went before and prepared the way. John and Joe dedicated themselves to God, their family, and their business. They dedicated all of it to God. And God has continued to bless this family business. Today, we have over 1,800 employees. That means 1,800 jobs. 1,800 families have an income. And for 90 years, God has given us the privilege of protecting people's health and property. That's impact. Impact for the glory of God. Now, what impact will you have? CIU has a long history of its graduates impacting the world with a message of Christ. And as has been mentioned, it has impacted our family because my husband is a Ben Lippin graduate. But also, it impacted the pastor of our church. Steve Bateman was here in the 1980s. And many of his friends and buddies were going to go be missionaries and travel to far ends of the earth. And they would sometimes tease him. They'd say, Steve, come on. You need to be a missionary like us. No, Steve told them, God is calling me to be a pastor and a teacher. You guys are going to need support, and churches support missionaries. And Steve promised them, he said, whatever church I pastor, we will always support you. And Steve has kept his promise now for 26 years. Our church still supports CIU missionaries. Steve trusted God and obeyed what God was telling him, not just going off and doing what everybody else was doing. When my father-in-law took over the business in the 1950s, he did not really know much about insects and entomology or about business practices. So he started studying and he started learning. And he started collecting insects so that he could train his employees. And over the years, he collected more and more insects. And then he started collecting mounted birds and animals, and then seashells. Years later, in 1980, he opened a museum to the public to house all of these collections. And for months before he opened the museum, he had been praying, Lord, help me be creative in serving you. And he realized this museum was a way to show the creativity of God and to highlight the fact that God is the creator of everything. Now, do you remember my college degree, that fashion merchandising? The Lord allowed me to not only help create a Christian bookstore, but now I had the opportunity to create a gift shop for our museum. Who knew I'd be selling rubber snakes and stuffed animals for the glory of God, you know? But it has been great. In 2009, my father-in-law passed away from pancreatic cancer. And the museum had been Joe and John's delight. So now what was the family going to do? How did God want us to be good stewards of what we had been entrusted with? And the answer? Build a bigger, better museum to again show that God is the creator. Our new natural science museum is 62,000 square feet, and we anticipate opening by January of 2019. So it's been a very exciting project. John Cook would have loved this project because he always loved seeing dirt turned over and new buildings constructed, because he knew that meant more jobs and more impact on a community. And my father-in-law was always famous for being on the go. "Let's go," he'd say. But it wasn't, "I'm going, so you just come along with me." No, it was, "Let's go." And he was always taking a lot of people with him, whether it was a business project or a mission trip. It was, "Let's go together." John Cook died 9 years ago. Billy Graham passed away only a couple of months ago in February. And Billy Graham was known for his powerful preaching and a powerful invitation for people to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. "Come," he would say to the thousands in the stadium, "the buses will wait." Well, years ago, Billy Graham was speaking at a Wycliffe Bible Translators event, and he made the comment, "It might be said that Jesus only had two verbs, come and go. Come unto me and go into all the world." Now that sounds a lot like trust and obey. Come and trust Jesus. Go and obey. Graduates, I congratulate you. You have studied hard and you have earned your diploma. And this is an exciting day for you. And I truly do celebrate with you. And this is a commencement service. This is a beginning of your journey of walking with the living God, the creator of the universe. Are you going to trust Jesus? The more you know him, the more you'll trust him. And the more you trust him, the more you will obey. So I encourage you to trust and obey, even when you don't understand, and even when he asks you to give up your dream of being an architect and instead wants you to go into the bug business. Are you ready? Are you ready to make an impact for the glory of God? CIU Rams, let's go.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.